It's one of the largest shale oil and gas reserves in the world. Vaca Muerta is located in Argentina's Patagonia region. It covers an area of over 30,000 square kilometers, and extraction companies have invested heavily in exploiting it. Vicente Sandoval has been living in the regional town of Sausal Bonito all his life. He says while he's glad of the new economic opportunities brought by the companies, there is also a downside: earthquakes.
These are not natural movements. I never felt it before. I felt four very strong shakes that broke my house. The house started to shake, and for a few seconds, we all looked at each other, and then it stopped.
Increasingly, locals are blaming the practice of fracking for the seismic activity. Fracking uses thousands of liters of water and sand that are injected in the soil at high pressure to push out the oil and gas. Scientists continue to debate whether the practice can provoke earthquakes, although a recent study in Argentina says there is a direct link between fracking and seismic activity.
Right across this river, there's at least 90 sites where oil and gas are being extracted using fracking. People living in the area say that the seismic activity here began when oil companies started operating in this area. There's report of at least 36 small earthquakes of happening in just one weekend.
Vicente's house has several cracks because of the tremors. He says he's hoping authorities will help him and his neighbors fortify their homes for what is likely to become a regular thing.
We are not denying there is an increase in activity. The importance is how strong the earthquakes are and how to prepare the population. We need to know who is doing it and how and where the population is. We need to sit down at the same table and plan how it's going to be done.
But almost everyone agrees Argentina's economy is struggling, and promoting oil and gas extraction is crucial to helping the country recover. But people like Roberto are concerned. He's a member of the Mapuche indigenous community and is worried about his children's future.
There are over 30 wells that have been marked in our territory. They're now working on the other side, but imagine what it's going to be like when they come over here.
Argentina's government is pushing to increase oil and gas production and hoping to increase investment in Vaca Muerta. Communities in the area are hoping their interests will be considered too. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Sausal Bonito, Argentina.